Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday. Glad you could be with us on SB Nation Radio. So let's feel good with the good of the day this morning.
But the good of the day, I guess it all depends on how you look at it. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a video, a short video, like maybe 15 to 20 seconds, of Mike Tyson just training hard.
I saw this, yeah.
And then he ends it with a Jordan-esque message, I'm back.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean?
And that's where I'm on the... It's good. I'm glad to see at 53 that Iron Mike can still punch like that.
That was a really impressive piece of video.
Yeah, I mean, unless there was a good editor that sped it up.
Right.
Which I don't think that. I don't think that's the case.
I didn't think about that, but you might be... Yeah, but that was great.
It does bring into that question, you know, what we used to have back in the day when we were younger, when Iron Mike was at his peak. You know, would you box around with him for like $10 million? And I always said yeah, because at the end of the day, I mean, he's not going to kill me. At least I don't think. I hope.
Well, I could.
He probably could.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But for $10 million, I think I would.
$10 million, take a chance?
Yeah, you know, one round for $10
million? Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming I wouldn't go down with Apollo Creed. I think the closest his glove ever came to me, I would just go fall. Just go down.
Yeah, easily.
Unless it was one of those things like you have to stay in for a full 3 minutes. And it's like, I'm just running around in circles then.
Yeah, for me, I would go down at the sight of the first punch. Like as soon as the punch, like you would watch it on video, goes, boy, the punch doesn't even hit him. He falls down the second he.
But what's funny, I mean, when you see him swinging in this video, I can't even see his arm going back to like throw a punch.
Right. Exactly.
That's how quick it is. Now, I have no idea what I'm back means. I don't know if he's doing like a George Foreman thing?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is he back like he can do this? So, you know, he just showing that he can do this? Or is there something to that the fact that he's showing he can do this?
I mean, is this an Apollo Creed thing? He's going to take on the Russian?
Right.
What's the heavyweight holder? Not Khrushchev. What's his name?
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about.
He can he do a Rocky Balboa where he's forced and then he needs an Adrian to go, you can't win.
Maybe.
And he starts driving into the night.
Yeah, and then he starts training, but he gets rid of the machines and climbs mountains.
Right, exactly.
Maybe he wrestles one of his tigers.
Goes
out to Siberia. Yeah, chops wood.
So yeah, I'm kind of curious because the video was great and I didn't think Iron Mike was doing that kind of thing anymore. But
no,
apparently he is.
I thought,
like, I didn't know he was that was something he was doing.
Like when you see him in the Hangover movie, doesn't he look out of shape? Like he just
kind
of,
yeah.
It kind of looks like there's certain angles when Jordan is sitting in that chair that you're looking at Jordan going, man, Jordan's got a gut.
Yeah, 57 years old. It comes.
Jordan's enjoying life.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. He's not putting 3 days in gyms anymore. He's just
the fine steaks and cigars of success.
But I'm looking at Tyson, I'm like, okay, you kind of looked chubby back when you were doing the Hangover movies. Now you're not.
Yeah, now he's looking good.
Now you're looking good. What does this all mean? So,
is there a senior boxing league or something that he might be like, where they're like,
maybe,
hey, it's not like it's,
you know, well, because
I'm fighting a 22-year-old, but it'll be kind of cool. Like,
I think part of the problem with the senior boxing league is that you end up getting someone like Evander Holyfield, whose faculties aren't all there.
Yeah, that's true. You can only do that for so long, right?
Yeah. Unless you never take a hit.
Senior boxing league. Look at me. What was this dumb idea that was?
It'd be fantastic. Come on.
But seriously, I'd be interested in seeing what Iron Mike could do. How old is he, you said?
53.
53? Really?
Yeah.
Golly.
No, and he looks good.
He looks great.
He definitely, at 53 years old, I'm still hesitant on stepping into a ring with him.
I just have a hard time. It's like difficult for me because if you were an adult in the 80s, I automatically assume you're 60.
Yeah.
Like today.
True.
Right? But that's not the case. If you were 22,
no, that was one of the things
in 87, you know.
Blowing my mind right now. I don't know who put it out there, but somebody put it out there about Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad is...
He's in his 70s.
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
And that blows my mind.
I know. I know. And he was in the NFL in the 70s.
Yeah.
So he played in the NFL, and then he got into he had a great TV career. But obviously, because he has dinner with Michael Jordan. Like he had,
right, he was like Michael Jordan's BFF.
Yeah, right. He was he's like, oh, Mike and I were dining. Like, it's like, well, real. Yeah, no wonder you're on television. He had a good television. And now he's 75. He's in this documentary, and I couldn't believe it.
I know. I'm looking at that. Like, that doesn't seem right. But to me, I guess that's it does make sense. Because then he did like a Saturday morning NBA on TV or something like that.
Yeah, like NBA stuff or something like that.
Yeah. And
he married
what I remember
from the Cosby Show.
Felicia,
yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
He liked her and got together with her, and they got married. Good for him. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is Singapore. They have sought out the services of robotic dogs to patrol the parks to make sure people are maintaining good social distancing.
Why do people think this is a good idea?
I don't know.
Like the drones Jersey and now dogs in Singapore, dogs in Singapore?
The dogs are harmless, so to speak, now. They look like robotic dogs. I mean, just picture like a rectangle box with a camera head and then legs, and it just literally walks around the park and it just repeats a message. It's a recording of just saying, please practice safe distance and, thank you. And it's a very soft, sweet voice letting you know to stay 6 feet apart, or actually to the video, 1 meter apart.
Oh, I gotcha. So it's just like those drones we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Well, the drones were a little more menacing.
Yeah, they were. Step away from each other now.
Yeah.
By order of the state. And you're like,
but
jeez, really?
This thing, I don't know if anyone's actually controlling this dog. I don't know if they just turn it on and it's like a Roomba in a way.
Oh, okay. So we now live in a society where a robot dog, they invent a robot dog that can walk around and sense when people are too close together.
Yeah.
Get working on that vaccine, people. How about that?
Yeah, it's...
I know it's two totally different fields, but that's where I go.
Just let you know, the device is equipped with cameras that will scan the surroundings and help officials estimate the number of people gathering in parks. But these cameras will not be able to track and or recognize specific individuals, and no personal data will be collected, the government said.
Okay, sure.
No, but the government said they're not collecting data from it.
Okay.
Do we believe that?
No.
No, not at all.
Because if you have a device like that, that's exactly what you would want.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be a payoff on the other end, right?
I mean, where's the point to when they just, somebody feeds one of these dogs a most wanted list?
Yeah, of course. That's all it takes.
And they said, you just keep controlling the park. When you see this guy, let us know.
Yep, exactly.
And then one thing leads to another. I mean, dog starts catching people. Then all of a sudden, the dog is out to seek and destroy.
Yep. Very true.
Very slippery slope. That's how quickly it happens, kids.
That's how quickly it happens, right?
Then we
get all your information.
Yep. Then we're fending off robot dogs.
It's like when you want to go on Facebook and you want to play what Jeff Dunham puppet are you? And you're like, yay! And you answer all these questions like, yay, look what I got. I got the old grumpy man. And they realize, I just gave away pretty much my entire life to whatever company put that little thing together.
Yep.
It's the payoff. It's the price you pay for that.
Yeah, now they know my thoughts.
Yep, exactly.
And I still don't get how if I search a website once, how it all of a sudden appears in my Facebook feed.
I went on a website and bought something on a website, and I now still see ads for that. And I want to say, I already bought that.
You
don't need to send
it
to me anymore. I've already bought that.
My wife went on one of these websites, talked to me about it, and then the ad appeared on my Facebook.
Yes, I know, right?
And I can't rationalize that. Like, I don't remember ever going on it on my phone or anything like that. She went on it and was talking to me about, hey, we should get this for the family. We should look into doing something like this. And then all of a sudden, the ad started appearing on my Facebook.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because years ago, I had a neighbor, and she was taking a walk through the neighborhood, and I was out in the yard, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And we started talking, and then she started going down this whole, they're listening, all the devices are listening, I see ads when I just bring it up, and I told my wife, I'm like, she's crazy. She's a nice lady.
I don't know
but
about
she's
that,
crazy.
Man.
And then all of a sudden, it happened to me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, I think she's right. I think it's happening.
Yeah.
At first, I kind of went, a little nutty, but now I'm like, oh, maybe she was onto something
Basically, what we're saying, kids, robotic dogs may seem harmless, but they're really not.
You know what's going to be weird? It's like you're in your house and you're like, I think we need a new refrigerator, but you'll look at your wife and you'll go, you know, I think something's wrong with the light bulb in the refrigerator. And you start turning up the volume on all the devices and you're like, Lowe's has a sale on a double refrigerator with a freezer bottom. If we go today, we can get it. I think there's 4 left in stock.
And are you doing that for yourself? Or are you doing that so the refrigerator doesn't help hear you and break down faster?
Right, exactly.
Because I feel like that sometimes happens. Anytime we say something bad about the car, we say 3 nice things about the car.
That's very funny. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Well, while robots are patrolling the parks in Singapore, protesters took to the streets in Florida yesterday. I don't know how this protest went. This is true Florida man protest. Basically, these protesters were protesting the closing of gyms, and they want their gyms open now.
Now, they do. And Everybody's getting fat.
The way they protested was staging a workout in front of the courthouse.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. And they were, like, doing squats and push-ups and jumping jacks.
They were doing full-on, full-body workouts, proving that they need these gyms open.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
It's one of those things where I think one of them sat back and was like doing a push-up, got up and looked around at everyone else working out and go, hey, you know, guys, I don't think we thought this thing through.
No, it didn't think. It's one thing to protest. It's another thing to show off why how you don't need the industry that you're protesting to open up in the first place.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys, they were full-on Rocky mentality, not needing high-tech gadgets or anything like that. It was just, you know, training the old-fashioned way.
That's right. And you said this was down in Florida?
This was down in Florida.
Perfect.
I can't remember which county, but it was in one of the counties in Florida. And
yep.
Weather looked beautiful. Looked like weather that you'd want to work out in outside. It didn't look that it was extremely hot either. I don't know how to explain it, Florida. Guys, I don't know how you would, what the proper way to protest opening gyms would be, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be working out on the courthouse steps.
Yeah, right. Right.
Because you're just defeating your own argument.
I know. God. You know what? You know, when my son goes down to Gainesville to go to the University of Florida, my advice to him will be, do not be Florida man. Just make sure you stay smart don't be Florida man.
If he starts to slip there, because it happens. Tom Brady was only there for a week.
Right.
And he's done 2 things now where he's Florida man.
It's something that just comes over people and they're like,
is it the water?
Wow.
Is it the sunshine? But my argument or my question to you, Father, is if he starts to become that, do you pull him out?
That's a good question. That's where I might have to sit with my wife and go, look, he's putting, you know, he's putting toothpicks in light sockets. He's, you know, he's walking around with an open umbrella during a lightning storm. We have to sit down and reassess his post high school education.
He's walking into people's houses thinking it was his professor's.
Right. Exactly.
We can't have this.
What made you walk into your professor's house? You know, the person's, I thought I was my professor's. I thought I could just walk in. Really? Well, okay.
Well, he invited me.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm a little concerned.
Throwing footballs in a park that's closed.
It's closed. Wrestling alligators. I don't want you doing that. Or petting alligators. Whatever. Don't do any of these Florida man things. Like, stay smart. Try to be, you know, I'm just afraid it's in the water. So, all right.
I would be too.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday on SB Nation Radio.